Darlene. Welcome to our Children's Christmas program, Do Not Be Afraid. For those who are guests, I am the Children's Ministry Coordinator at Saanich Community Church. Everything about 2020 has been unsettling. So this is a timely and timeless message. As people had shared about Christmas programs past, I have confession to make. I have never directed a Christmas program in my 34 plus years of children's ministry. I avoided it like the plague. Slightly ironic this year. This year, with more time on my hands, a compelling message and a prodding from God's Spirit, I stepped up with much fear and trepidation. Disclaimers right up front, we are not professional actors. Or producers, and we're not using professional tools. So the script is written by Illustrated Ministries and used by permission. It is directed and produced by Susan and Albert Mugasha, Mrs. Duncan and myself, along with the individual family productions. A few notes about the program. Everyone will be on mute, except of course our actors and actresses for the program. And as well, we will be turning off your video as we set up for the live Zoom performance scene. So please leave your video off until you are prompted to turn it back on at the end of the performance. For the live Zoom scene, it may be best to view it in gallery if you know how to set that up. But don't worry about that. Just kind of go with it, whatever it works the best. So the program is likely to experience some technical hiccups along the way, and we ask for your grace and your patience and prayer. Production volumes vary, and you may prefer to just adjust up and down at times. Just like 2020, the production is imperfect, but we pray that it's a blessing in its perfect imperfection. With no further ado, we present Do Not Be Afraid, Part One.
Happily ever after. The end. Okay, so it's time to go to bed. Let's go.
Can mommy?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey. Can we not go yet? Can we stay a while longer downstairs?
Hokazo, you have to get to sleep. It's getting pretty late.
I'm scared. That story made me nervous. Now I'm thinking of all the things I'm afraid of.
Really? Like what?
Well, let's see. There's bears, bees, coronavirus, dogs, fire, ghosts, lice, mice, plays, rats, teasing, yellow, like the color. And worst of all, Zoom.
Zoom? Oh, poor Zoe. Did you just list all of your fears in alphabetical order? Oh, well, I get it. I'm afraid sometimes too.
So how do I feel better right now? I can't sleep when I'm scared.
Yeah, well, when I'm afraid or I'm worrying, I remember that I'm part of a bigger story. God's story is full of people that are sometimes afraid. You know, I think we have time for one more story tonight. This part of God's story is during a time when many people were afraid of many things, just like us. And it all begins in Nazareth, in a town of Galilee, with a woman named
Mary.
That's right.
Oh, hi. Welcome. Welcome to my home. Do you want to speak to me? We haven't met before, have we? Do you want to hear what I have to say?
I do. Pardon me. Let me start over. Greetings, favored one. God is with you.
Oh my goodness! You almost scared me. What kind of greeting is that?
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You are going to have a baby, and you will name him Jesus. For he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will have no end.
Oh no, how can this be? How is this going to happen?
Holy Spirit will come upon you and the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Also, your relative Elizabeth is going to have a baby, even though people thought it was impossible. For nothing is impossible with God.
Was all that a question? Well, are you asking me if I want to do this?
Good question. And yes.
Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let this be with me according to this message. I have to go and see Elizabeth.
Mary, I have to tell you something. You are so blessed among women, and the baby in your womb is also blessed. The moment the sound of your greeting entered my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Here, feel it.
Elizabeth, I'm also bursting with good news. God took one good look at me, and now let's see what has happened. I'm the most blessed woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. I'm talking about the God who lifted up the lowly and lifted the powerful off their thrones. Isn't it wonderful? So, can I stay for a few months? Got my bags here.
Mary's pregnant.
But how can that be? We're not even married yet. And the law says that's not good at all. She claims that this child she's carrying is God's child. The only option is to marry her, but then divorce her quietly. That may save my reputation. But she'll be disgraced. Oh, Mary. I don't know what to do, and I'm so afraid.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to get married. God's Holy Spirit has made Mary pregnant. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sin.
Hold on. I have a few questions.
Why is Joseph at those bags?
The angels still visit people in dreams? Why are they making a big deal about this? It's just a baby.
This story is so weird. So weird.
I just...
Calm down. Unfortunately, I don't have the answers to all of these questions. This is a bigger-than-life kind of story, and it has a lot of miraculous and unexplainable parts.
That sounds like what Pastor can say when I ask tough questions.
Really? Well, I'm glad I sound like Pastor Ken, because we just don't have all the answers, right? But I do know the answer to one of those questions. Why is Joseph packing a bag? To understand the answer to this question, we need to meet the Emperor.
Citizens of Rome, it is I, your Lord and Savior, Good Shepherd, Light, Way, and Prince of Peace, Caesar Augustus. First, I want to say you are welcome for all the great things I've done for you. There has never been an emperor as powerful and glorious as me. Citizens, I want to count you. Yes? Let's get a good head count so that you can all pay me what I am owed. Go to your hometown and register your family so that you can show proper appreciation for my awesomeness. I, Caesar, decree it to be so. Farewell, my faithful children. May you know my magnificent ways. Farewell.
Okay, the good news is I found us a good place to stay.
Oh, finally! This baby is not going to wait much longer. Where are we staying? Oh, did you get that nice inn I like? The one with the good breakfast?
Not exactly. It was full.
Oh no! What are we going to do? Sleep outside with shepherds? Stay in a stable with donkeys?
No, what do you think of that?
Joseph, this baby's
coming soon.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, all the guest rooms are full, and I found, but I think I found an innkeeper who let us stay in a small space in his home.
Okay, good.
It's a nice place. It has lots of hay. Maybe a few animals.
It's okay. All right, let's do this.
Okay, stop there.
Why?
I'm not sure I want to hear about the birth part.
Okay, we can talk about that later. The Bible doesn't really tell us anything about the birth anyways. It just says that Mary had the baby and wrapped him in strips of cloth and put him in a feeding trough. That's it. But those are important details to remember for the next part of our story. It takes place in a field.
Okay, keep going.
There were shepherds outside in the fields nearby watching over their sheep. They were about to be frightened by some powerful messengers from God, but they would soon realize that they did not have to be afraid.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the first half of the program. This is a good time to take a little stretch while I introduce the second half. We are going to be blessed by two song videos by our very own Rod Fisher. The first song video is When Love Was Born, spoken from the Shepherd's Perspective, followed by an exciting live Zoom performance by our very own shepherds, sheep, and angels. Everyone else's video is off, and hopefully you're seeing all of our performers on your screen. Again, if you're in a gallery view, it looks really good. The second song following that is titled Joseph's Lullaby and reflects the father's heart. The words will be shared in the chat window, and that will be followed by the final, there's a final scene recording, a Zoom scene, and credits. So enjoy, and performers, get ready for after the first video song. Not quite yet.
Through your small door, we've waited for.
Okay, performers, if you can come off mute and I will start our... Okay. Oops. I said there would be technical difficulties. That was the wrong scene. Glory to God in the highest.
Ahem, ahem. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Is this thing even working? Am I on mute?
Are you people even listening?
Okay, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
Today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you.
He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger.
Good news for all the people. The Messiah is born, a Savior. Glory to God in the highest heavens.
And on earth, peace among those who God favors. That is all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, you both saw that, right? Yes, I did.
Ma!
Wow.
Yep, that happened. Ma!
Ma! We are going, right? Yes, we are going. We have to.
Do we bring the sheep?
I think we have to.
Ba, ba. Yeah, we want to come take us with you. Ba, ba.
What were those signs again?
Oh, baby, wrapped in strip of cloth.
Lying in the manger. Ba. 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 We won't forget. Let's go.
You too, sheep. Come on.
Your turn's coming up.
This one for me.
That was a miracle.
It was exactly how the angel had described. The baby was wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Friends, we have seen something amazing tonight. I don't know about you, but it feels like the world is changing.
Yeah, but why do you think we got to see it? Nobody cares about us shepherds. We're poor, and we don't have very much power.
I have no idea, but the baby's mother, Mary, acted like this was exactly what was supposed to happen. Like this was meant for people like us. Maybe the baby will lift up the lowly.
And bring down the lofty. Wouldn't that be something? So it sure would. I believe there is no limit to what this baby can do.
The shepherds, was that star there last night? I don't think I ever seen that one before.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Not my turn.
You did it. This is just...
Your bed, you have a long ride.
Hello, and welcome to our observatory. We are the wise men.
Wise people.
The magi.
We're really more like scientists.
Astronomers. We study the stars.
And we study them so carefully that if anything changes, we notice it immediately.
And we just noticed a new star. We must follow our scientific instincts and find out why there is a new star in the sky.
Now begin our journey.
Are we there yet?
You literally just asked that.
Sorry. Okay, how about now?
Hey, yes, yes. It looks like we're here.
Here it is. Bethlehem. Let's look up the local king so we can get some more information.
Did somebody say king? That would be me. I'm the big cheese around here. Yeah. That's what everyone says. Yeah, they're all talking about me. How great I am. They say I'm the best king that Bethlehem has ever had. They say that I have made Israel great again. Yeah.
We got it. Best king ever.
So, we are here because there has been a new king that has been born in the area.
This child, born king of the Jews.
And we observed his star at its rising.
And we have come to honor him.
Can you wise guys just hold on for a second? I've got to make a call. Yeah. Hey, put me through to my smart people. This is your king, King Herod, King Herod the Great. The very best king. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to know. Yes. Yeah. I need to know, according to your research, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Bethlehem? Really? You're sure about that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Wise people. Yeah. Thank you so much for traveling so far to honor this newborn king. Yeah. Please, would you go and find this child and honor him, and then get back to me so that I can go and honor him too.
Sure. Okay.
We can do that.
Let's get out of here.
When we left Herod, he decided to sit around and be jealous and plan his revenge.
You know, he really did feel very threatened that there was a new king that everybody was excited about.
But we found Jesus, and we brought special gifts to the special child.
We brought gold,
frankincense,
and myrrh.
Usually these gifts are for royalty.
Powerful people.
Grown man.
But we brought these gifts to a tiny, weak, oppressed child.
Even though we didn't know what was exactly going on, we knew it was important.
This good news would turn everything upside down.
Oh, and by the way, We didn't return to that wicked King Herod.
No, no way. We were warned in a dream to take a different way home.
You could say we took the scenic route.
And now we return to watching the stars.
Those wise people were really brave. They honored the king God had chosen, brought him presents, disobeyed the king Herod, and made it home safely.
Yes, they were brave and determined. Everyone in the story was, I think. From Mary and Joseph to the shepherds and the magi, they all recognized that the birth of Jesus was going to change the world. Lewis, are you feeling safe and sleepy yet? Our story is coming to an end.
Yes, I feel safe and sleepy, but this isn't really the end.
No, why not? It's bedtime, we need to get some sleep.
Dad, this is just the beginning. Jesus is born, he grows up, he changes water to wine, he teaches, he heals, he flips tables, he...
Oh, yes, 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 you're right. Jesus' birth is just the beginning. We have a lot to talk about, but it's late. Tonight, let's focus on this one special moment, this one night that brought us Jesus.
Okay, that makes sense. This is a good story.
God's story is unfolding more good news every day, and in the end, all things will be made right. That doesn't mean we won't be afraid along the way, but we can trust that love and justice will have the final word. Speaking of the final word, let's have a final word from Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Okay, ready with your not on mute.
Well, that's okay, Lash. Right?
Should I start now? Yeah, there we go. Okay. My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit, yes? Yes. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, God, have looked with favor on the lowliness of your servant.
Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for you, the Mighty One, have done great things for me. And holy is your name. Your mercy is for those who feel, from generation to generation.
You, O God, have shown strength with your arms.
You have scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. You, God, have brought down the powerful from their thrones.
And filled up the lowly, lifted up the lowly,
Okay, Felicity, you have
filled the
hungry
with good
things
and sent the rich away empty.
You have helped your servant Israel in remembrance of your mercy.
And according to the promises you made to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and to their descendants forever.
The end.